Pastor, author, and Bible teacher, Alan Wright.
This is God's unchanging purpose. You are not going to ever change the purposes of God. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the purposes of God will prevail. No matter what seeks to come against God, there is not going to be a thwarting of God's original plan and purpose.
That's Pastor Alan Wright. Welcome to another message of good news that will help you see your life in a whole new light. I'm Daniel Britt, excited for you to hear the teaching today in the series that we've called The Top 10 from Pastor Alan, as presented at Rinalda Church in North Carolina in the first 10 years of Pastor Alan's radio broadcast ministry. If you're not able to stay with us throughout the entire program, I want to make sure you know how to get our special resource right now, a digital copy of The Top 10 from Pastor Alan Wright. This digital download can be yours for your donation this month to Alan Wright Ministries, or if you prefer, we do have a CD album available. Your choice. As you listen to today's message, go deeper as we send you today's special offer. Contact us at PastorAlan.org, that's PastorAlan.org, or call 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. We'll tell you more about it later in the program, but right now, let's get started with today's teaching. Here is Alan Wright.
If I live my life based on my oath to God, I am forever anxious, knowing that I can't do it. And so I'm just anxiously trying to make it through life. And to top it off, even if your accountability partners and everything else works out and you read your Bible and you pray, you still got that dreaded day of judgment coming. Yeah. Well, if you think you're doing well, I tell you right now, there's going to come a day where you're going to have to be seated in front of a giant 52,000 square foot plasma screen TV, and your whole life's going to be projected in front of you. Every thought you ever had, every little sin, every little time that you lied to your accountability partner, all of it's going to be up on this screen. And all the angels and archangels are going to be there watching, going, tisk, tisk. And you know who else is going to be there? Your grandmother's going to be there. And your first grade homeroom teacher's going to be there. Yeah, everybody, your sister's going to be there. And yeah, the people you preached to all those years, they're going to be there too. And they're all going to go, yuck. So you better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you, God is coming. And you know the problem with living a life that's based on trying harder because of fear? You know the problem with that? Not only does it not work, but how could it be that that's God's system when 365 times he says in the Bible, one for every day, please do not fear. Please do not be afraid. It messes up my whole plan when you get a spirit of fear. I have not given you a spirit of fear that leads you back into slavery. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of adoption by which you cry out, Abba, Father, to know your sonship, to know that you're adopted. And if you're adopted, then you are an heir. And if you're an heir, you're a co-heir with Christ. This is the thing that's unchanging. I have established it from the beginning that I would have a people that would be my people, and I would bless them, and they would be a blessing to the world, and they would reap a great inheritance. This is my unchanging purpose. And what I want you to know is that your life is not to be built upon the fear of your oath to God, but your life is to be built upon the faith that erupts when you know the oath of God sworn by himself to you. See, faith comes by hearing, and hearing means receiving something. Your faith doesn't come by you speaking out some oath. Your faith comes by the spoken oath of God. hearing the promise of God, hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. When you really hear it, when you really receive the revelation, when you really know who you are, that's when faith starts coming alive within you. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. God is for you to have faith. He is for you utterly, 100%. He wants you to have faith. He's not a father. What earthly father amongst us who loves our child at all would want our child simply to live out of fear? I want my children to know that they're special. I want them to know they got a destiny. I want to know that they're safe. I want to know that they could spread their wings, that they could fly, they could try things, they could move this direction, that they can make a difference in the world. That's what I want them to know. That's the thing that would fuel them in life. But as long as the heir thinks like a slave, there's no different than a slave. Yeah, but I mean, if we let this word of grace get out there like that and just let everybody off the hook, I mean, are you saying that people in Jesus, that there's not going to be the big giant screen? I don't know. Maybe there'll be a big giant screen, but you got Jesus. You know what? You've become the righteousness of Christ. So if you get to see a big screen, listen, saints, you get a big screen. Maybe you do on Judgment Day. It'd be the greatest day of your life because you're going to look up there and you're like, oh, I knew I was bad. And what you're going to see is the righteousness of Jesus. Everything you ever did that was fueled by the Holy Spirit up there broadcast for all the angels and archangels and your grandmother to see. Well, if you let that news out there, why are people going to try? Won't people get lazy then? Won't people give up then? Won't they stop then? Fear works to a certain level, and then it just causes you to collapse. I tell you what works is when you find out that you're an heir. I mean, if you got a big piece of trash in your front yard, if it's your yard, you're going to pick it up. You could be real lazy and think, I'm going to pick it up tomorrow, but I mean, if it's something ugly sitting out in my front yard, I'm going to pick it up. If I drive by a stranger's house, I'm going to say, somebody ought to pick that piece of paper up. That's ugly, you know, trash in the yard. But I don't drive down the highway and see somebody else's trash and stop picking it up. I'm just not that noble. I'm really not. But my yard, I would. Why? I'm the owner of it. If my house needs painting, I'm going to try to find a way to get somebody to come. I'll paint, get the house painted. If your house needs painting, I'll pray for you. Because I'm the owner. I'm the owner. Listen, do we want people, if you're walking in this park, I was at a funeral. Our former associate pastor, Jim Glasgow, was with me. We were at his funeral, and we met this splendid 90-something-year-old man who was still mentoring marriages and teaching in the church and had been there for 60-some years. And as we were leaving, we saw this man. We so enjoyed talking to him. And we saw him down on the ground in the parking lot at the median, and I got ready to jump out, and we said, he's fallen, we got to go help the man. And then we looked out the window, and Jim said, no, he's picking up a piece of trash. 95 years old, and he's picking up a piece of trash out of his church parking lot. Why? Because it was his church. He'd been there longer than any of the other pastors. He was the owner of the place. I mean, it's mine. Do I want you to pick up a piece of trash if you come walking in? Yes, I do. Do I want you to give your money to the enterprise of what God is doing here? Yes, I do. But am I going to get you to do it by making you feel guilty and putting fear into you? No, I'm not. Because here's what I believe. I believe the slave will work up right up till quitting time. The slave right up to the point that the master says, okay, I won't whip you. In other words, once I remove the fear, then you do the absolute minimum. But an heir, I mean somebody that gets hold of being an heir, starts being an owner. Owners invest themselves. And they don't say, well, it's quitting time. They say, it's my field. It's my farm. There's going to be a harvest here. I got a little more to do. So you get the message of grace of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ into the hearts of men and women. And you let that perfect love that comes from the promise of God, you let that love come and just bathe your life and just start washing away all the wounds. All the times in life in which people have hurt you and rejected you and dangled their acceptance in front of you as if you were a toy to be played with and hurt your heart and giving you the indication that your well-being depends about whether you can keep your oath to be a good little girl or a good little boy. And you let the love of God come today and wash you of that. Thank you.
That's Alan Wright. And we'll have more teaching in a moment from today's important series.
The life-changing message of good news has been taught over radio from Alan Wright Ministries for quite some time now, and God has used every one of those messages. But some broadcasts have really hit home in special ways. In gratitude of more than a decade of radio, we have assembled the most powerful, best-loved messages from each year of the first 10 and put them together in one special album. When you make a gift to Alan Wright Ministries this month, we want to give you Alan Wright's Top 10 CD album or digital download. Are you ready for some good news? Make your gift today and discover God's grace afresh with Alan Wright's Top 10 of the first decade. The gospel is shared when you give to Alan Wright Ministries. This broadcast is only possible because of listener financial support. When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. We are happy to send this to you as our thanks from Alan Wright Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, pastoralan.org.
Today's teaching now continues. Here once again is Alan Wright.
Let the perfect love bathe you. And you know what that perfect love does? Perfect love casts out fear and it displaces the old system. The perfect love of God begins to bathe the wounded heart. It begins to mend the broken soul. There is a balm in Gilead. There is the love of God. There is the oath of God, I will never leave you. You are accepted in Jesus Christ. There is nothing that you could do to add to my love or take away from it. I want you, my heirs, to understand my unchanging purposes. Let the love of God envelop you and let the fear be swallowed up in that love. And as that love comes into your life and replaces your oaths to God with the promise of God to you, you start living more and more like an heir. You know why it is, men, that we need to move on with our lives and not be beset, not because we're so afraid of, but because you make so much difference and God has made you for more than that. Because you're an heir of a great kingdom and because God has mighty purposes for your life. I tell you, the reason to take care of your body, to take care of your life, is because you matter and God's not done with you yet. And it's time for you to keep on moving on with the purposes of God, because there's greatness that lies in your heart, because the same Spirit that raised the Lord Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He's a deposit inside of you, guaranteeing that you've got an inheritance in the saints. So let's keep on taking steps to the promised land. A promise comes to God's people. This is your land. But if you try to live then out of taking this promise, but live out of my oath and my ability to be obedient to God, you come to the edge of the promised land, and you will, if you live the life of oath making to God. You might be a super talented, super powerful, super intelligent, super go-getter, just nothing getting your way kind of person. I don't care who you are, but you will come to some edge of some new land, and you'll look into it and see that there are giants in the land, and you'll feel like a grasshopper. There will be that day. And if you're living out of your own oath to God, you know what you'll do? The fear will come into your heart and you'll turn back into a wilderness and you'll wander around the same mountain. And you know what God did while those people were wandering around that mountain for 40 years? You know what God was doing? Loving them, providing for them, and waiting for the day in which there would be a Yeshua, a Joshua, who would not live out of his oath to God, but would live out of the oath of God to him. This is your land. I said it was your land. It is your land. You have an inheritance. If you just receive my promise, just believe my oath to you, I'm going to give you every place you step your foot. And somebody that really believes that, instead of trying to live out of their own oath, just takes a step and starts taking the land one step at a time. Maybe today God will just show you some of the oaths that have hidden in your soul. Sometimes you don't realize the oaths that you've made. Some people make an oath, I'll do whatever it takes to be successful. And you might succeed for a little while with that, driven by your fear of failure. But I suggest that you instead live by God's oath. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. To give you a future and a hope. There are people who have made an oath to God that they're going to succeed that end up killing themselves. But there's nobody that takes God at his oath that is anything less than abundant life, because he has a future for me. That's the key, not to wake up in the morning with determination that you're going to keep your oath. The key is to wake up in the morning with hope in your breast. And God's got something for me. Some people make an oath and say, I'll not rest till I'm fully accepted. If you come from brokenness, there's a good chance you make some oath like this. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll get people to like me, and I don't want you to leave me. Don't leave me. I'll change. I'll be better. Don't leave me. You could abuse me, but just don't leave me. And God says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now that's an oath to live by. Wake up tomorrow morning and remember, you're an heir. And if you blow it this afternoon, there's no condemnation for anyone who's in Christ. His mercy's new every morning. Every single morning. Some make an oath and say, I'll do whatever it takes to keep others from leaving me. God says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Some might make an oath and say, I'll do whatever it takes to gain God's favor. God says, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we're God's children. Now, if we're children, then we're heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Years ago, and I stood right here, and I made a decision to confess a hidden oath in my life. Stood right here. Some of you were in the room probably 8-9 years ago. And I had discovered that as a little boy, though it had been in my unconscious, and I didn't know it, that when my family broke up, I made an oath, I'll do everything I can, and I will not rest until I get my family back together, happy and healthy again. And that was in there. That was in there fueling most of my life. Truth be told, I want to win the tennis tournament because I'd like my dad to be proud. And maybe if he was really proud, he might come back home. Now, I never said that, but that's the way it works. If I make straight A's, if I just make straight A's, maybe there'll be peace and harmony in my home because everybody be so proud of me. It'd bring everybody back together again. And I get down to my first church. I'm serving my first church. Both my parents are remarried. I'm not getting my family back together happy and healthy again. And I'm over there. I got 60 people. I'm working 80 hours a week. How you work 80 hours a week and you got 60 people? I got more officers in this church than I had people in my first church. And my wife said, why do I never see you? Why are you at the birthday party of a prospective member's nephew's cousin? Why are you there? Because, honey, I am going to be perfect. I am a perfect pastor, and I'm going to make sure there's not, don't you know Jesus left the 99 to get the one? I will get everybody in the city of Durham. I will do it. I'm going to do it. If there's a tiny conflict somewhere in the body, I will spend all day talking, praying, talking, 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 praying, talking, 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 agonizing, crying, talking, praying, talking, talking, 10 hours talking, because I need you to be happy and healthy, because we're all got to be happy and healthy together. And my wife says, I can't take all this. Where is this coming from? Mr. Perfect Pastor with 60 people. Because I had just transferred my oath, I will not rest until I get everybody happy. And the day that I stood right here, It's just, I stood right here and I confessed this and I said, I have a confession to make. I have made an oath and I have tried to live by it. And I just want to confess today, I can't do it. In fact, I can't even get two or three or four of you guys to be happy and healthy all together again, much less 1,000 of you. So I repent of that. I'm not going to try anymore. And so hope everything goes well, guys. God bless you. Lord be with you. And hope that thing works out. And then I was like, woo, you know, I'm feeling free. Then I'm telling you, no, it just break off just like that. Do you know if the Lord would show you just one little secret hidden oath that you've been using to fuel your life, you know what would happen? The factory that built all the fear and anxiety you're feeling would evaporate just like that. And probably a lot of your besetting sins that have been fueled by that fear would also go away. It's a day of deliverance. So here's what happened. Abraham is given a promise of a son. And it looks like that the whole thing is built on God's oath to Abraham. But then there comes a moment where it looks like the thing's switched around. And it looks like that now it's about Abraham keeping an oath to God. But somehow Abraham knows it's not about that. And he says, don't understand this. Because it looks like it's now going to depend upon my sacrifice. But it can't be right. It's got to depend on him making the sacrifice. God himself's going to do it. I don't know how. And he sees the bushes start trembling. And he hears a rustle in the hedge. And behold, the Lamb of God had been seen beforehand. Jehovah Jireh. It always was and still was about God's oath to humanity. He gave the promise to Adam, and then it came time where he's ready to pour out the Holy Spirit upon the earth in the fullness of time. I'm going to pour out my spirit. I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. I'm going to pour out my spirit. I'm going to fill people with joy and with power. I'm going to let loose the authority, the gospel in the earth. The time has come. I'm going to do it. I need them to know I'm going to do it. How can I need to, I'm going to do it, people. I'm going to do it. I swear I'm going to do it. Who am I going to swear by? I swear by myself. So here's Jesus. I give him to you. Put him on the cross. I swear by him. I give you my oath in him. It's a new covenant, not an old covenant. In my blood is a new covenant. And you have been paid. Your sins have been paid for. Your life has been redeemed. You can count on it. I want you to know. I give you my son. Believe it. For that's the good news of the gospel. That sets the captives free.
Alan Wright, and that is good news. Today's teaching is God Swears to God. And stay with us. Alan is back in a moment with additional insight on this for your life and a final word.
The life-changing message of good news has been taught over radio from Alan Wright Ministries for quite some time now, and God has used every one of those messages. But some broadcasts have really hit home in special ways. In gratitude of more than a decade of radio, we have assembled the most powerful, best-loved messages from each year of the first 10 and put them together in one special album. When you make a gift to Alan Wright Ministries this month, we want to give you Alan Wright's top 10 CD album or digital download. Are you ready for some good news? Make your gift today and discover God's grace afresh with Alan Wright's top 10 of the first decade. The gospel is shared when you give to Alan Wright Ministries. This broadcast is only possible because of listener financial support. When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. We are happy to send this to you as our thanks from Alan Wright Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, pastoralan.org.
Alan, we bring the gospel. The gospel is good news. Good news may come in many forms, but I guess the good news is only as good as its guarantee, right?
Amen. You know, to say God swears to God means that we live our Christian life not by the power of our promise to God, but by the power of God's promise to us. And that's such good news, Daniel, because my promise holds no real power.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We've all been there. We've made our oath. God, I'm never going to commit that sin again. And then we do. But God has made his oath and finished the work in Christ so that it is established once and for all. And I promise, listeners, I promise you, if you will build your life on God's promises to you rather than trying to find power out of your promises to him, you're going to find power to overcome your sin and to live a victorious life.
Today's Good News message is a listener-supported production of Alan Wright Ministries.